Dear soul, thank you for taking the time to listening to this meditation of Nabrita Healing and Rituals, that it's part of the Healing with Nature program. This visualization is all about claiming your space, filling the space that is meant for you here on Earth. To stand in your own 2 feet. It's not always easy. And it's often a process. For lots of us, it's very difficult to really be on this earth. You might not be aware of it. You might recognize what I'm saying. There are many aspects attached to claiming your space. It starts with knowing who you are and what your talents and gifts are. It's all about knowing yourself and seeing yourself for who you are. And with that, I don't only mean the light, the talents, the gifts, the things that you like, but also the more dark aspects of you. The patterns, the beliefs that you might not like so much, but that are really part of you. These light and dark aspects are connected with each other. They cannot be without each other. They are two sides of one coin. And together they form all of who you are. Claiming your space is about seeing also what is present and available for you now. And embracing and accepting what is. It's about being thankful for who you are, what you brought into this world, and who is there with you to support you on this journey. Someone that loves you, gives you joy, or sometimes mirrors you and supports you by sometimes even triggering you. It's very important to know that who are those amazing people around you that support you and see you for who you am, for who you are. Another aspect that is connected to claiming your space that I like so much is that it creates a lot of clarity. It creates a lot of clarity for yourself and others. It becomes easy to make choices when you claim your space, when you know who you are, and when you embrace that. Even if it's not fully yet, even if it's only a part of you. It starts to become easy to make choices, to take a next step on your life's path. And even greater is when you accept yourself and claim who you are. And allow yourself to take your space here on earth. In all the aspects and systems of life, you as a child, as a sister or brother, as a parent, as a lover, as a friend, or in your working life as a professional, as a colleague maybe. It is also easier for others to know who you are and accept you and understand what you bring in life. And then it becomes also easier for you to enjoy life, to connect with those others, to share your gifts, to enjoy the sharing while you shine your light. And as I said, it is a process. And it's not that you might not be already claiming your full space, but maybe you're claiming a part of your space. See it as a process. Now, before we start the visualization, I'm inviting you to find a place that is comfortable for you, that feels safe, where you cannot be disturbed. It helps you to surrender to what is happening and to focus on the experience. You can sit or you can lay down, or you can stand, whatever feels comfortable for you. We will start focusing on our breath. So follow your breath in first, through your nostrils, your throat, to your lungs, and maybe your breath goes deeper to your belly. You don't have to change anything about your breath, it's just about observing, about connecting with this process going on in your body. And then you might notice the pause between your in and your out breath. And when you breathe out, you follow your breath out again on the way back, up and out through your nostrils. And notice the reaction of your body on the breath that is happening naturally. The rising and a falling. Maybe even a sound of breath. Connect with that breath going in and out inside of your body. And then with the next breath in, I want you to breathe into your center point, just below your belly button, inside your body. Some people call it the Ahara point. And it's the gravitational point of your body, of your physical body. It's also a point that you can use to center yourself. And when you are there, I want you to imagine, use your imagination, that you breathe in love and light into your center point, into your heart point. And you can either see the image of that energy coming in, the form and the color, or you just might want to tell it to yourself. I'm breathing in the energy of love and light into my center point, into my heart point. Or maybe you have a different way of doing it. All is fine. And trust that it happens when you have this intention. Try not to push yourself to do it. Allow your body, open your body to let in the energy of love and light. I'm allowing myself to breathe in the energy of love and light into my center point. And notice what happens, what sensations come up. You might feel warmth, you might feel movement, vibrations, you might not feel any physical sensations. All is okay. And when this center point is filled up, and when your own energy is vibrating with the energy of love and light, they merge. I want you to breathe in again and breathe this energy up to your heart space. To let it flow through your spinal cord in the middle of your body, up into your heart space and merge with the heart space energy as well. Keep on breathing and let it happen. Then I want you to breathe it up to your third eye between your eyebrows. And also let the energy merge there, your energy, your own energy, with the energy of love and light. And from there, let it flow all the way up above you into the sky. Connect with Source. And then when it reaches Source, connected with the Source energy, you pull it back in with your breath, again into your head, your third eye, your heart, the center point. And then let it connect all the way down into the earth with the center of the earth. And trust that when you have this intention, this happens. It can happen more quickly than you might think. All is possible. And when it's in the center of the earth, you pull it back up with your breath. And it connects with your body again, goes through spinal cord to the middle of your body, and it fills up again all your chakras. Spinal cord, center point, heart, third eye in specific, all the way up again to Source. And when you see this energetic beam light of energy between the center of the earth, the Source, and you, visualize that it's connecting you with all of your energy of who you are. It's filling up your whole body, your every cell. It's giving you a boost. It's activating your own energy again of all of your beautiful nature of who you are. And you're connecting with you. And you're connected with everything there is. So you can tap into everything that is. And now pull it back down again all the way to the core of the earth. And from there, let it go up to your heart. And I want you to imagine that in your heart starts to open and it's filled with unconditional love. It opens for yourself like a bloom that blossoms. It's filled with the energy, the unconditional love of Mother Mary or any other archetypal mother or father. That is connected with divine love, with unconditional love. Or maybe you want to name it Source or Higher Self. Anything that stands for unconditional love for you. And then you let it flow up to the space behind your eyes. And also in your eyes. so that when you open your eyes, you will gaze with the look of unconditional love. And then I want you to use your imagination to, when you open up your eyes again, that you see this amazing landscape in front of you. Maybe it's a specific landscape, forest or mountains or a lake or a sea. Maybe it's a specific place that you like so much that connects you with an amazing memory, amazing moment in your life. Maybe it's a place that you visit in your meditations often. And you see this landscape in front of you and you suck up the energy of it. The beauty, the colors, the forms, the object in it, the scent, the temperature, sounds. And I want you to visualize in this beautiful landscape yourself in your purest form. You as your true nature. And I want you to look at yourself. What do you see? What do you radiate? What impression, what sensations do you get looking at yourself in this purest form? What's your hair like, your face like? What are you wearing? Maybe you look like an angel. Or like a god or goddess or an animal. Just see and observe. And then next to you, in this beautiful landscape, there is a holly bush, Hulst. And on the other side, there is a friendly snake, a viper. There are two nature guides that are supporting you in this journey to be fully you, to fill the space that is meant for you, that is here for you. First, you turn towards the holly. You look at the green, dark green leaves, the points on the leaves. And maybe she isn't even has these orange berries. And you have the intention to open up your heart for the energy of the holly and all that she offers you. And by that, you connect with her energy. And you ask her to help you on this journey to claim your space, to fill your space here on earth. Dear Holly, can you help me on this journey and help me translate the answers to my questions? Dear Holly, what do I need to feel safe so I can be fully me and claim my space here on earth? What do I need to feel supported by my environment? To receive the support of my environment, even when I don't think it's there. And then let the answer come. Trust that it comes. It might be in another form than words. And if you don't understand it now, it might come later. And the next question would be, Dear Holly, what do I need to accept myself and to show up with confidence, to believe in me and what I am to bring into this world, what I am bringing into this world? Need some more time to listen and to feel, then pause this meditation for a moment. Then you thank the Holly for all that she is helping you with, this wonderful nature guide. And you turn towards the Viper. She's there waiting for you to support you as well. Then open your heart energy to connect with the energy of the Viper. Ask her to connect with your energy and to give you answers of the highest vibration that are clear, to give you the right information to take the next steps in your life. Dear Viper, what can I leave behind and let go of to be able to accept myself and the process I am in at this moment? And what can I do to boost and totally free up my life force energy and my self-confidence? And I thank the Viper for her support. Then I want you to picture two golden footprints in the ground in front of you. They match exactly your footprints, your feet. They symbolize your space here on Earth. They symbolize you. They symbolize being fully you and claiming your space and walking your path here on Earth. And you invite yourself in front of you to step into these footsteps, into who you truly are, into the space you are here to take in. When you invite yourself, maybe you want to even reach out with a hand and help you to step into these footprints. They slowly start to form golden shoes that fit exactly, that feel so comfortable. You see your life pass before you now on the horizon. And you step onto this life path. And when this happens, you feel your energy expanding, vibrating with a high frequency. And you feel that you fill your space naturally without any push, without any having to. It just happens because you are you. And you fill the space with your energy just the way it's supposed to be. It happens naturally. It moves with you. And you noticed. You notice that you are being present with who you are. You're present in your body. You're present with your energy. You merge as one. You're being present with what you are here bringing to this world just by being you. And you also see that by being you, standing in your own golden shoes and walking your path, that you automatically start sharing your gifts with others, very naturally. It's effortless. And that gives you so much joy. And those who are receiving your gifts and energy as well. And inside of you, you feel this amazing thankfulness and gratefulness for who you are, what you took into this life, was given to you, passed over, and that what you chose to bring into this world, in this life. And you feel thankful for all that is present here and now. What is available for you? What fruits are available for you to pick and enjoy, to taste in this life on earth? What do you feel now? What do you look like? How does your energy field feel? How do your golden shoes feel? And how does walking your path feel? And I want you to anchor this feeling, these sensations, into your heart. And you can imagine that this energy, this sensation, state of being, is connected in your heart by all kind of strings, like a web. Or maybe there is a symbol, or a color, or a form, or an object. And if that's the case, I want you to place it into your heart. Knowing that it's always there. It has been activated. And whenever you feel that you're a bit disconnected, you can activate it again by connecting with that point in your heart, for that symbol, for that sensation. And now I want you to breathe in deeply to your body again, deep into your belly, towards your sitting bones, the back, your feet. So you can feel the sensation of the object below you. You're sitting on, you're lying on, you're standing on. And I want you to connect with the space you're in, whether it's inside or outside. I want you to start to listen to the noises, the sounds. To feel the sensation of fabric or objects against your body. Clothes, the couch, the chair, socks, maybe your shoes. To feel the temperature and to notice the smell, the space you are in. Slowly start moving your fingers, your toes, your feet, your hands. Breathing in again deeply and follow the urge of your body to move. Whatever wants to be moved, move it. Stretch. Sigh. Yawn. Move. And slowly open your eyes again. And I'm inviting you to not jump into your daily life again. Take a few moments just to sit with what happened and sit with how you're feeling now. To let it integrate. To let it really sink in. And maybe you want to write down the answers you got during this meditation. Or you want to make a drawing of an image you saw. Write down a few impressions to let it really stick. If you're part of the Healing with Nature program, you can use the Nature Guide document to write down your answers. Drink a lot of water and try to be in your energy for a while. Your own energy, not connecting with others. Just for a short while, or maybe longer if you want to, just take a walk outside, take a nap. Beth and I thank you for taking this time. We wish you a wonderful day or a restful night till we meet again.